record reflect, all members are present.
Public comments, as I mentioned, there's no public available for both public comments unless someone shows up. Do I hear approval of the minutes from February 6th?
I'll make that motion.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Discussion items, B1, staff.
Yes, as you know, at the board workshop in earlier this year, Dan has approved later on at the at a board meeting, the board decided to align many of the committee meetings to appear on the first Wednesday of the month. Some are going on odd months, some going on even months. In this particular case, this meeting will occur on an odd numbered month on the first Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. is the schedule. And this is this action which you must approve officially amends and revises the committee bylaws to reflect that henceforth the committee shall meet every odd numbered month on the first Wednesday at 3:30 p.m.
Thank you for the update. Is there any comment? Do I hear a motion to approve?
I make that motion.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
D2 is a little interesting. Kelly, unfortunately, is not here today, and she's been kind of my lead person with the electronic signboard. Neither one of you and I are the previous communications committee. Just to give you an update on this, this has been a challenge. Way back when the board voted to approve, had a signboard very similar to that at you would see at South Surf School or our typical schools, put in on the east edge of Discovery Bay Boulevard, just north of Clipper. And we've been moving forward with that. We purchased the sign, we have the sign. The delay has been with the county in getting the necessary documents, permits, et cetera, together. It's taken well over a year, but we have those in hand. The contractor has the permit. There's a couple items that needed to be taken care of. One of them was a landscape plan for the area. So I had to drop a landscape plan. That was done. I finished that yesterday, I believe. And that's in the hands of the contractor to give to the permit people. So I'm hoping within the next month that we have this thing up and running. So with that's my understanding, and hopefully it'll be up before the next meeting, and it'll say we finally got her done. I'm sure you'll hear that before we have the meeting.
I will agree. This has been a black hole.
Is the location, it's right across from the Lions Club storage unit, correct? Or is it to the right or left of it?
If you're driving into the unit, it's right to the left.
Okay. Probably right by just for the summer town.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that concludes my update.
All right. There's no action required, so with that, we'll move on to D3.
That's you.
Google Analytics and MailChimp. I've provided a little packet there in the order that I will provide the information. So the first page is from MailChimp, and that's just the amount of people that have signed up for our agendas, minutes, breaking news, park and rec updates, whatever it was that they've signed up for it. So that's the first page. And down below, well, we have 23 new contacts from April 30th to May 31st. So that's pretty cool. And so the number of contacts that differ on the top there, that's due to some that have unsubscribed. So just that's the reason why that there's a difference in that number.
Between 584 and 545.
Yes, 584 and 545. And also, down below, the API generic, I'm just going to go really fast on this. I had to Google what it meant because I didn't know. But it's application programming interface. And basically what that means is that's when someone goes to our website, they click on sign up, and they automatically go into the list to the audience through MailChimp. And then the 25% is like a manually add, and that's what I would add manually if they don't go to the sign up here and they say, I want to sign up for the listings, and I would manually add them in. So if you go to the next page, that's the email engagement, which is pretty cool. It shows you a percentage as far as highly engaged, moderately engaged, and so on. So it's 50% engagement for those people that look at the emails and or the email blasts. Because I sent emails out to the listing people that have signed up for agendas and minutes. And anytime you want to have any, I'll pause for a minute.
I was just going to ask on that 45% or highly engaged, moderately. How are they judging that?
Well, it's the percentage is the open and clicks that is registered through email chimp. And the opens and the click rates are another thing that is not part of your little listing. But it just gives definition. I thought I had the definition. Open rate is when they open the email. Clicks is a little different as far as how they, it's right here. The clicks is times you, the users click. And then that's sessions. That's not it. Sorry. Open and click rate. I know I have it here. Oh, yeah. And then the click rate is just registered at least one click. So that's how they do the percentages as far as clicks and opens through MailChimp. Does that make sense? It can be a little confusing. It has been for me. So I've had to read a little bit as far as what the terms mean.
Right. And this MailChimp software, is this something that Google kind of offers, or is this something that you need to go through and kind of pick out the engagement thing that you've got with best for us?
Digital Deployment set it all up. So when they set up the sign up for email updates, they set it up underlying type of way that they do their website, maintaining. And it goes through MailChimp. So that's how it's automated. So they have set it up, pre-set it up. As far as what I've pulled up here, this is just related to us. There's other things like advertising and that sort of thing that other people use MailChimp for, or Google Analytics for advertising. We don't have any type of advertising because we're not really a business. So ours is a little different. But it is preset. And
can extract what we want to as well.
I believe it's within Digital's contract, their servicing contract, where I can, for example, send in tickets if there's issues with Google Analytics or MailChimp or our website. So it's within that service level agreement.
Digital Deployment, and they are our website.
Webmasters.
So we ask them for these things, and we've just seen on the Google Analytics, they put together things for us so that we can extract specific stuff that we want to have.
Yeah. What are they? Do they have public?
I think it depends. I think it's a little bit customized for the client.
I believe it would be. I believe they do mostly school districts, community services districts,
CSDs,
public.
Right. I don't know about any other types of business websites that they do. I don't know.
That's good.
So the next page is also MailChimp. I'm just giving you a little example of our email blast. So this is the water meter installation where we first did a couple of our blasts. This was in 2018. I'm just kind of giving you an insight on how many people, was delivered to, and how many opens and click rates and bounced, which is good. The lower the number of bounced, the better, because that means that they stayed on that page and they read that page and they reviewed all of the information. If that bounce rate is high, that means they're clicking and bouncing all over our website. So that's just an example. example on the water meter. Email blast. Do you have any questions on that? Okay, and then the next one is, next page is actually shows you just kind of a, you know, the performance, and down below you'll see subscribers with the most open, so that's kind of a list of those people that view our website often, and subscribes with the most open, so that's that page. And then social, we don't have any social performance tweets and that sort of thing, so that's kind of, you can flip to that next page if you want. Discover Day Community Meeting, that was the 2040 Envision, and I just did one email blast that was a little more current. And that's just a real quick overview as far as people they were sent to, how many opened it. Now that bounce rate is high. If you look below, that bounce rate is at 6. It's a little higher. It means that they bounced from that and they moved on to something else on their website. And again, the next page and the page after that is just some information on the most opens and social, what we're really having in social. Now we're on to Google Analytics. And this page is the location for analytics, Google Analytics, and just shows you the number of people that view our website. In San Francisco is high. And Discovery Bay is a little lower, but it's probably because a lot of people work outside of Discovery Bay. And, you know, that's...
So regardless, if you have an email address, regardless of where you log in, they can tell where you're at.
Well, this is, I want to show you like a demo as far as what this means. So this is on the real active, when they're actually on the website, and that's why it shows you where they are location-wise, because that's when they open up our website and they're on it, and it'll show you their location. I want to show you kind of a little demo. The last page, I want to go over that one last page, the last two pages. And that's just a report that shows you our page titles that are mostly viewed, top content. You can kind of review that. It looks like, you know, the homepage is top. Pause on Parade was pretty high. 75 sessions under top content. Homeowners Association. So you guys can kind of see as far as what pages are most active or most popular. Pages. You have any questions on that last report?
No.
Well, I wanted to show you, if I could show you our, here it is, Google Analytics, and we can real time can see who's on our website right now. How can I?
Go ahead. I can
always.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. Just real quick, I know. So we have Google Analytics Home. This is what I actually turn on, you know, to kind of see what's going on. And we go to real time, and we go overview, and we can see how many people are actually on our website now. And we've got 3 people. So we can look down here and see as far as location. And we can see we've got Oakley.
I own,
and then we have Stockton. So that kind of shows you as far as where people are. And then you go to locations, and that's where I printed out that locations page. And then you can see where, you know, people are on our website currently. So that's a pretty interesting thing. And then we go down, I can do some insights if you want, if you guys want to search for something interesting that you'd like to see the activity on our website. You could, you know, let me know, and you could go down here to behavior.
behavior.
And then we can go, we can go to site content, and we go all pages, and then I can search for, like, a particular page that's on our website and just see kind of the activity for, you know, narrow it down to just the one page. But this is kind of where I got my report, like, you know, popular page. This is the total for all of the pages that are listed here. And then this is the home page, that's Pause on Parade, Water Services, and so on. So it's pretty interesting, and like on a Friday when I post our agenda and get on there and not see.
Who's reading
our agendas?
By location,
yes.
Not by name.
Yes, exactly. By location. Yes. So that is pretty interesting, and I, you know, I'm learning a lot as well.
So how, if we look forward, and I somehow I know this information is valuable to us, but I have a little foggy right now on how we're going to use it, how it enhances our website or how.
Okay.
Well, one of the things when I came on board, Director Mayor came on board, was to improve the communications within the county of Discovery Bay. So one of the things that we wanted to do was look at how is information being accessed, how many people are accessing information, what kind of information were they accessing on our website. And for the last couple of years, we've been monitoring the increase in use of people signing up for our email blast, how many people are using our website because we modified it, we made it, met or exceeded all the ADA requirements for the websites. We've changed it to make it comport with laws that have changed since I've been here on websites for CSDs. And this was just a way of tracking it. And then it became just kind of an informational thing on how many people are using it, what kind of pages are they coming through. It's just a general report.
So, I'm sorry.
No.
Well, if I understand correctly, so at this point we have 545 people who are actually using our website out of 15,000 residents. Is that correct understanding? No.
No.
No, because that's only the ones that have signed up through the sign up for email updates on our website, the little pop out window. There could be many other people that are on our website, but it's not tracked by this number up here. Those are only the ones that have signed up.
Got it. So, but then, was there a page that talked about how many people actually go to our website and look at it?
At any given time during a particular time period.
And that would be whenever she happens to pull that data point?
Well, she, yes.
Okay.
So this next to last page that has, let's see, we have a number, 250 sessions, 270 sessions. Well, users, I thought there was a place where, let me just make sure that I saw the other information.
You
want
the last page?
maybe it was on the last page.
Views for these top five.
There was a not, yeah, that's the page views. Now this though, okay, let me try to explain this. Make sure that I understand. Google Analytics is tied with MailChimp. And so that's how Google Analytics is tracked by how many people have signed up. Regardless of other people going onto our website, there's no way for those people to be tracked through Google Analytics or MailChimp.
Given that, then, do we have a target number of subscribers that we want to see being subscribers to our webpage?
As many as possible. Yeah, we started out with a very low number. Was it around 80 or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 80.
Yes.
So we're up at 500 and something now, so
which is still
a 400% improvement.
It's
plus,
yes.
we're pretty happy with that. That's why we keep reporting it out.
Got it.
And we keep getting the word out. We also use our website to give most, very up-to-date information. The blueberry algae,
right.
As that stuff comes in. The 2040 workshop and vision meeting came out. We got that up on our website. Surveys to take, our GSA stuff, all that. So we're constantly working our website to get the most current information. And you'll see probably people jump to review that when there's special interest stuff on there.
Have we given any thought to having a dedicated person to, I guess, a
social media person?
Yeah, to kind of.
Expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, expensive. Usually, most municipalities have a webmaster,
right.
And it's a dedicated person to the site. I can tell you that Park and Rec has non-dedicated webmasters that have been working Facebook, etc., just specific to the Park and Recreation Department. But it does take up time, and it's a drain. So we would have to. We had a nice big general fund, we could hire someone to do that and
probably should do it by households. If one person in that household is on, is subscribing to our website, then the whole house will know about it. You know, kindergarten doesn't care if he's counted in the census.
Of course, most sixth graders are more tech savvy than most adults.
I agree. I agree. But if we could do it by households, I think that would give us a good representative.
This is, you also have to realize, I live here in Discovery Bay. I don't want to get an email blast. I get enough things dinging on my phone during the course
right.
of the day from, And so if I want to go look at an agenda, I'll go on the website myself to look on the agenda. I don't want to hear a ding on my phone, which is essentially what takes place, or on my computer saying, here's an email blast.
Well, okay, now I think the picture just came. This stuff is related to when we send out an email
yes.
blast. How is the community responding to us? Not, gee, I know the website's there, I think I'll go on it today. Wasn't related to the email blast.
Correct. Because the email blast, the people that have signed up through the MailChimp, and it's all connected to Google Analytics and our website.
I guess I was kind of thinking more along the lines of, there's so much misinformation, you just go on next door and people are, why aren't, it would be great those people went to our webpage and got informed, and whether they know how to do that or that exists, I don't know.
We've put the message out, that's why we went from 80 to 500 or something.
I think our best communication portal is our water bill.
Yes.
And if we kept the bottle in there, every time we get one, mom says, please sign up, here's our website, sign up for it, and it just keeps.
And every time you come on our website, we have a flag that comes out and says, sign up for
I
all
see that.
That stuff.
Yeah.
So every time you come on, it does that. And so that's another thing we do. To all visitors.
But there's probably a bunch of people who don't even realize we have a website. But they get a mail. And they get an invoice in the mail for water now.
Yeah.
And that's the secondary way. Do the same thing, flag it on the invoice.
And kind of as a side note, too, I was just kind of while we were talking about the analytics. So for the Facebook page, we're at 2,202 likes and 2,255 follows. And I think when I first got here and we were dinking around with it dangerously, we were probably somewhere around 500-600. So people are following it.
Yeah, significant increase. We've got the word out. We continue to nurture that.